Ever since the state of California appointed Dr. Ward to administer the bankrupt district in 2003, protesters have demanded that he resign and give control back to the school board, which now can only advise him. Yvette Falarca, of the student group By Any Means Necessary, says that the right wing is attacking local control of schools across the country.
Right now, Oakland is one of several districts that's been taken over by an outside entity, by the state or by a mayor. In Detroit, Michigan, they were under a mayoral state takeover for 5 years, but because of the students' leadership, united with the teachers and the community, they ended that takeover last November. We have to take that as a model here in Oakland and go even further.
The demonstrators shouted Ward down as he tried to open the meeting, and he left. They called him a liar who hires bodyguards for himself instead of teachers for the schools and wants to keep Oakland schools permanently poor and sell them off to private bidders. They called his plan a smokescreen for cutting art and music classes, closing down schools, and reducing people's pay and benefits. Eventually, he sent in a policeman to remove them, and when he returned, Ward said that declining enrollment had cost the district so much in federal funds that it couldn't afford to keep all the schools open. He postponed his decision on the fiscal recovery plan because he had just reinstated a request for expensive computer software and wanted time to collect comments.
Even though we had a $40 million deficit, we worked through it. We made hard decisions. We debated on the board. We had lots of discussions around what's right to do, what isn't right to do. But I wanted to publicly let you know that I've made a renewed request. It would not be very transparent for us to do that, pop it in, and then approve the plan.
Activists say they'll keep up the pressure until Ward is gone. In Oakland, this is Ed Rippey.